Lisa Murkowski defends Joe Biden's massive spending that fueled inflation. By Wendell Hasebo on September 19, 2022. 21-year incumbent and pro-impeachment Senator Lisa Murkowski, R.E.K., has decided before the midterm election to defend President Joe Biden's massive spending spree that has fueled soaring inflation. When questioned by KHNS Radio Friday about why she voted for the $1.2 trillion infrastructure bill that fueled inflation, Murkowski said she was purposeful that the spending would not contribute to inflation. "Well, those of us that were working on the infrastructure bill were very purposeful in making sure that what we were funding, what we were building out, was not going to be contributing to inflation," she stated. "As we were working on this, inflation was not at the record levels that we see today." Although the establishment media claimed that inflation fell in August, American households did not get any relief in the grocery store aisles. In August, the price of food jumped 0.7% compared with the previous month. Over the past 12 months, grocery prices have gone up 13.5%. Murkowski justified voting for the massive inflation-fueling bill because it was a long-term investment that was not intended to hike inflation. "So what we were working to do, again, was to make sure that this was not just kind of a short-term shot in the arm, economic one-time stimulus," she claimed about her vote. "A water and wastewater system does not contribute to inflation like a one-time payout of a loan forgiveness time of a thing." So there was a great deal of debate among the 10 members, 5 Republicans and 5 Democrats, who built this, about what should go in and what should not go in. And one of the prime criteria was, is this going to be an inflationary creator or dampener? And that was an important part of the review in our analysis. The spending is real and legitimate. And again, we have to be stewards of federal taxpayer dollars. But I am one who is prepared to say that when those dollars are made as investments to your community for a long period of time, that helps to stimulate economic growth and is a dampener to inflation. Murkowski not only voted for the $1.2 trillion infrastructure package, she also voted with Democrats again for the $1.5 trillion omnibus spending package. According to the Heritage Foundation, the $1.5 trillion package fails to reverse the COVID-19 emergency or the Biden administration's vaccine mandates, as conservative leaders have called for, and doubles down on the Green New Deal-style government subsidies for green energy and climate policies. It is not unusual for Murkowski to vote with Democrats. Last week, Murkowski pledged to help Biden advance his policies if she wins re-election against Trump-endorsed Kelly Chipica, who is gaining momentum and tied with Murkowski in the polls. "I'm working with them to advance things," she told Andrew Halcrow on the With All Due Respect podcast in reference to Biden's massive federal spending packages. Murkowski's alliance with Democrats is not only on fiscal policies. Of late, the pro-impeachment senator has stated Americans should not question the FBI's raid of former President Donald Trump's private residence. She has also adopted departing Representative Liz Cheney's RY January 6 insurrection narrative before the November 8 election. Meanwhile, Chipica is gaining momentum. 3 former U.S. Senate candidates in recent weeks have suspended their campaigns and coalesced behind Chipica instead of the 21-year incumbent. Because of Alaska's ranked choice voting, endorsements from former candidates are exactly what Chipica needs to win. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.